When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get for all Google Play Store users, as well as every Apple product out there, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. And we're on iTunes on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the podcast, so check us out there for free as well. So for however you're listening in, thank you so much. I'm very happy to have back on the show. It's been a little bit here, but I'm happy to have him on the show as he's narrowing things down coming up shortly. He'll be making a decision coming up soon as well. Mo Neal, athlete, plays a lot of different positions, so marked down as an athlete, which basically means being very versatile to any team in college. Mo Neal from Gastonia, North Carolina, Forest View High School there, incoming class of 2016, and it's an honor to have him back on the show. Mo, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Beautiful day outside, the rain, so you know, it's a good day.
Now, Mo, when you say beautiful day, obviously there's been some good weather all across the United States for the most part, but one of the schools that's been heavily recruiting you in Syracuse, how do you feel you can do, let's say if you were to go to Syracuse at some point, you decide that in your future, how confident are you that you can handle 5 to 6 months of snow?
You know, that's what I've been really thinking about. You know, I'm really not a cold guy. You know, I really don't like the snow. You know, in North Carolina, you know, get like an inch or two, you know, about 2 or 3 days, and then it's over with. And, you know, that's fine with me. But, you know, up there towards Syracuse, you know, I know you get a lot. Stay for about 12, sometimes 6 inches, 12. Stay for like 3 or 4 months. So, you know, it'd be a big adjustment if I was to go to Syracuse, you know, the weather change. But, you know, I think I can manage it.
Is it a deal breaker for you? Is it something that you think would turn you away from a school or no?
No, sir. I don't think the weather would be a turn off from a school. You know, the weather is not going to school, or I'm not going to school just for the weather. So, you know, I'm going for academics, you know, coaching staff and everybody. I think that around me is a good fit for me and the environment of the school. So, you know, I don't think the weather would be a turn off.
So we look at the schools that have been coming after you. You and I talked about it, just brought up Syracuse here. You said the schools that most heavily have been recruiting you when you and I talked, Wake Forest, Duke, and Syracuse. So let's start with Duke and what they've had to say to you so far. You say that they're one of the three schools that's recruiting you the hardest. Why would you say that about Duke?
I'll say that, you know, because I went to camp, you know. You know, they really didn't know nothing about me. I went to camp. You know, I did very well, caught their eye. You know, they've been on me ever since. You know, I think they've been on me the hardest. One of the hardest schools has been on me because, you know, just keeping up with me every day, Twitter, you know, phone calls, checking up with me and everything, you know, biting me down every other weekend or trying to get me down as many times as they can. So, you know, and I think the coach staff, they really love me. You know, the whole coach staff, not just my recruiting area coach, hits me up. Like, the whole coach staff is, like, all in and trying to get me, you know, from the DBs to the linebackers, the receivers, offensive coordinator, head coach, Coach Cutler. You know, they all, you know, just taking a part. You know, I think that's very special, you know, coming from a program. You know, not everybody does that. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I think Duke is recruiting me one of the hardest.
When you talk about all the different coaches trying to get you, including head coach David Cutcliffe from Duke, what's your conversation been like, or your relationship been like with Coach Cutcliffe at this point?
I think it's a very good relationship. But, you know, I think Coach Cutcliffe is an awesome coach. You know, he coaches great with the quarterbacks. You know, and I think, you know, he's doing something special at Duke. You know, he's not giving up, and I think he's going to stay there. You know, as long as they have him. But, you know, I think he's doing something special, and I think he's going to turn the program around and what he already has. But, you know, they're still rising, you know, in a relationship with all the other coaches, like offensive coordinator Coach Montgomery, and, you know, him being, like, NFL coach and coaching guys at the pro level. And I think his experience and helping me be the best I can be on and off the field, you know, I think it's a good relationship. camera, you know, talk for a little bit. Couldn't really talk much because, you know, the policy the NCAA has. So, you know, they really didn't talk much. But I think the relationship with all the coaches at Duke is real good at this point.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What do they want you to play as far as position? I mean, you mark down as an athlete. You could do a lot of different things. What's Duke kind of looking at you to do?
Duke is kind of looking at me to do like the inside slot, sort of like their like Jameson Crowder this past year, the senior receiver they had. think he broke the record for all time sessions with that dude. So, you know, they remind, well, I remind them of him. You know, I think they think I come in and do what he did, the slot, can do outside, take a few handoffs in the backfield, punt return and kick return.
And then as far as Wake Forest, they're a team that's obviously trying to build something under Dave Clawson. He had his first season as their head coach last year, going into his second season now. What can you say about Wake Forest and your relationship with them in naming them one of the other three top schools, you know, of the three top schools that you feel are recruiting you the hardest? Why are they in there?
I can say they're in there because, you know, they're the first school. Well, I ain't going to say the first school, but the first school that really, like, jump on me. Wake Forest, you know, the day I met my recruiting coordinator, Coach Warren Beeland, he's linebacker's coach. First day I met him, you know, he was just like, you love the way I talk to my parents and how I handle myself. And from day one, he said I was Wake Forest kind of guy. And, you know, he loved me ever since. And he's been on me, he's probably been on me the hardest out of all the coaches that have been coaching me. You know, he hits me up daily every morning at a specific time. You know, I think Coach Dave Clawson, you know, he's the only coach to go with the three schools and win a championship. And I think he's a great coach, and I think he's trying to build something special at Wake Forest. And, you know, he's the guy to get that going. And, you know, I think they're great as a coaching staff. You know, they're... And I love Wake Forest, you know, academic-wise, you know, business, maybe one of my majors, and having that top seven in the country. And environment, Wake Forest, you know, is like a private school, so, you know, the classroom is not really big, and, you know, the teachers, but only professors can get a lot of time with you, one-on-one time, and, you know, because, you know, football don't last forever, but, you know, I'm going to play football, you know, one of my dreams is to play in the NFL, but, you know, that really doesn't happen often, so, you know, I think a good education school could be like key for me if, say, an injury or something happens. So, you know, that's why I think Wake Forest is one of my top schools because they really love me, you know, academic-wise. Football is not there yet, but, you know, I think with a good recruiting class, they get things coming around because they got a good 2015 class coming in.
Now, both of those schools are in the state of North Carolina. Do you see yourself staying close to home? Does it not matter to you? How do you kind of view that?
Well, it really doesn't matter. You know, my parents and family members will really do what's best for me. And, you know, I think they'll get out to see me wherever I'm at. You know, I don't think that's a problem. But, you know, North Carolina, you know, a lot of in-state guys love to stay, like, schools in that state. You know, no family and friends come see them. Stuff like that. Well, I think that's a bonus, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. You can't do what's best for family and friends, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's got to go to the school, not them.
Right. So, one of those schools that could take you out of the state of North Carolina, Syracuse. The third of three schools that you had said that we had stated here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora have been coming after you the hardest. What is it about Syracuse that makes you say that they've been really recruiting you with Wake Forest and Duke harder than anybody else?
Well, you know, Syracuse, you know, they've been on my visit up at Florida State. When they played Florida State this past fall, you know, I really love the atmosphere. I love Syracuse tradition and, you know, the coach, the staff. They really showed us a good time. They showed us the visit at school and stuff like that. And, you know, I just... I really fell in love with Syracuse, the dome, and everything. You know, it was cold. I can't say that. It was cold when I was up there. But, you know, the vibe with the coach staff, Coach Smith, he loves me. He also came by to see me today. You know, he said a few words because also he can't say much due to the NCAA. But he said a few words, and, you know, he's really on me because they got my buddy Robert Washington, a real good friend of mine. We're like brothers. You know, we play together on Team USA. You know, I think they're just trying to get us together and build something special at Syracuse. And, you know, they just been on me, the fans and stuff on Twitter. It's been going crazy. I think Syracuse has one of the best fan bases around because, you know, they really love their football. They need a lot of tweets from fans and stuff. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why Syracuse has been on me the hardest.
Clarabel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carbolite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvalanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carbolite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you talk about Syracuse's fan bases, it's not something that's been unknown or unsaid before. There are other recruits out there that say Syracuse's fan base, especially on social media, is very active. What can you say about the fan base that makes you believe that they're one of the best ones, like you said, out there? What is it about Syracuse fans that you really feel the love from?
How they come, how excited they be over recruit and over like anybody that's ready to recruit. And I think that, you know, I think that shows a lot that they care, you know, they care who the coaches are recruiting, and you know, they they just get real excited and tweet you and stuff like that, like, hey, come here and stuff like that. We need you, like, so I'm giving you, like, tweet edit with your pictures and stuff like that. So, I know, I think that's really one of the reasons why I think they're probably one of the best fan bases around.
When you look at Syracuse, you mentioned the fact that, obviously, a good friend of yours, who you consider a brother, Robert Washington, running back, decided that he wanted to verbally commit Syracuse recently for the 2016 incoming class. What did he say to you after he committed to Syracuse?
He really didn't say much. You know, Robert's really not a guy that would try to bribe me to go somewhere, because he, just as well as I know that it's not just about us, it's about if I like the school or not. I think he really made up the decision that Syracuse is the place for him. And, I can say I really like Syracuse, but I'm not at that point yet where I can say I consider that as a home yet. But, he really didn't say much. He just said, it'd be special for us to play together the next 3 years possibly. So, that's all he really said. It wasn't nothing like, trying to get me, text me every other minute or something like that, but it was just real simple. So,
what's it like for you to have a good friend that's committed verbally? I mean, obviously there's plenty of time for the 2016 class, but once Robert Washington made up his mind, did you kind of take an extra look at Syracuse because he's going there? I mean, how did you kind of handle Robert Washington's decision in connection to what your decision might be down the road?
I handled it as in, that's like a brother. It would be nice playing with him. So, of course, yeah, I did take a little bit more. I always liked the Syracuse, but of course, when he made his commitment on, Saturday, and, I was there also, so, I was there live when he committed. It just made me, think more into Syracuse, maybe I need to take more approach, a better approach, I guess, not better approach, but, look more into him. So, I think it made me think, maybe it could be a home for me, too.
DeAndre Smith, you had talked about your relationship with the running backs coach at Syracuse. What can you say about it to kind of go a little bit deeper? I know you said, obviously you've had a relationship with him and talked to them in the past, but what can you say about what that relationship is like and how you would describe DeAndre and you together?
I think Coach Smith has been a great coach for me. I haven't seen him coach in action close up. I've been to the game, but I haven't seen him really coach in action close up. But I think he's a real cool guy, and I think he knows the game and stuff like that. And, his coaching style, I think, will fit my plan of building. I would probably want to be with him all the time, with me being so versatile. I'm being a receiver coach. I'm being with Coach Smith. So, I think him and my, I think our connection is real good.
When you look at yourself being marked down as an athlete, you talked about playing in the slot for Duke. If you were to go there, that's what they're looking at you for. What did Wake Forest and Syracuse say as far as what positions they would like you to play?
The same, that guy that played the inside slot, he just matched up one-on-ones with the linebackers. Got to also take running back. I think Wake Forest is out of both schools. I think Wake Forest might be a school that mostly will put me in running back more than the other two, Duke and Syracuse, because I think they really talk more about it than Syracuse and Duke did. But I think Syracuse, they want me to play the little slot back, the match one-on-one linebackers, punt return it, kick the third.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What do you think about kind of being the guy that does a lot of different things? I mean, some people are strictly a running back, strictly a wide receiver, strictly, you know, a kick returner, punt returner. But in your case, there's potential that it sounds like you could do a little bit of everything, that you could be involved in the passing game, the running game, the return game, and have a lot of places of importance on a team, depending on what team you go to. What do you think about kind of being that slash player where you have different definitions that are connected to who you are and you're not just strictly one position? What do you think about that?
You know, just blessed, you know, the ability to do multiple things. You know, I think, you know, some real God-given talent that he blessed me with. And, you know, I just take it as just trying to get better each game. My running ability, my catching ability, punt return, kick return, seeing the holes and stuff like that. So I just try to work on every asset of my game and try to get better each day. So, you know, I think it's just great that I could do both things, because, you know, just in case I don't, can't make it at that position, I can move to another position. Or if I don't got receiver working that day, I can move to running back and, you know, hope to get something going right there or change the game. I think there's multiple ways I can, like, change the pace of the game. So that's why I love being so versatile as I am. So I think that's a plus.
Mo, I want to look at your talents as far as what you think your best attributes are. What do you think makes you so versatile that you can play running back, wide receiver, kick return, punt return? What is it about you that you feel like you do best that makes you versatile?
You're saying, like, probably my speed? Is that, like, you're looking for, like, answer, like, my hands or...
Yeah, kind of like what would make you, because some people are good running backs and some are better receivers, some strictly good on special teams, but what you think some of your talents are that makes you strong in multiple positions as opposed to just one?
Yeah, probably my speed and, to be honest, probably my knowledge of the game. You know, I really try to think the game. I try to think it out. Most, you know, at my age, you know, most kids, at high school level, they don't think the game or, like, pre-snap the play before it happens. You know, I try to do a lot of that and try to know what my defenders and stuff and what my offensive line and stuff going to be. I think that's a bonus that I have at this level, and I know I have to improve on the next level because I know everybody's going to be doing it at the next level and so on and so on. So, you know, I think my speed and my quickness, my agility, and my knowledge of the game, thinking the game, my IQ of it, I think that's probably my best attribute that allows me to do multiple things.
When you have all of this that you can do on the field and you have close to 20 offers at the time that we're talking here in late April, you have stated that you're going to narrow down your list from the people that like you, like what they've seen, like what you've been able to put on film or what they've seen in person. When you narrow your list down on Sunday, May 3rd, to five schools, are you confident right now, a few days before, that you know who those five are, or is it still difficult for you?
At this point, like I said, you know, I'm real confident right now who my top five are. And like I said, once I narrow my top five down, that doesn't mean I'm focusing. Like I could say my top five, I'm focusing more on those schools to see if I can narrow down to that one that I feel like I'm at home, but I'm not going to my own, like, recruitment now for other schools that could pop up in that top. So, you know, I'm not closing it down just because I released the top five, but it's just the top five I feel right now that I think I can choose from and find that one home that I can spend my next 4 years at.
When you narrow it down, like you said, you're still going to keep things open. Once you make a verbal commitment to one of the schools, is that going to be it for you? I mean, once you're verbally committed, are you done? Or, in your mind, could you still change despite making a verbal commitment?
No, when I make my verbal commitment, I think I'll be 100% to that school. But at the end of the day, you never know what happens. You know, anything that happens, I don't know. The school could pull the offer because a lot of that happened this past year. In the 2015 class, a lot of kids committed to schools all the way up to signing day, and the last minute school pulling offer. So, you know, it depends on how it rolls, but once I make my verbal commitment, I'll know for sure that that's the school I will be attending. So I'll be 100% with that school.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looked so good.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, Command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Now, as you said, as we're talking today in late April, Syracuse came to see you, as well as Duke, North Carolina, and Georgia. North Carolina and Georgia haven't offered you at this point. What did you take away from them and your relationship up to this point? Do you feel like these are schools that will eventually offer, or are you kind of just getting to know them a little bit? How is North Carolina and Georgia kind of responding to you at this point?
Well, I think I'm not really getting to North Carolina. I've been to Carolina about 10, 15 times since my freshman year. You know, I got a really good relationship with Coach Brewer, my recruiting coordinator. You know, he done seen me camp, he done seen my fam, you know, he sees me every year. And, so, you know, I don't think it's nothing like new. But Georgia, on the other hand, my first time really talking to them, really, I haven't really had much contact with them. And, Coach gave me a card today. I'm not thinking of his name, but I can't think of it right now. But, he gave me a card for me to start, messaging him on Twitter and stuff and in contact with him with camp or anything. If I haven't made my decision, it's something I want to look into. So, you know, it's something new with Georgia, but Carolina, you know, I've been talking to them since freshman year, but I do think that North Carolina could be a popular school to offer later on. So, I don't know about Georgia. On the other hand, SEC school, you know, they the kids that they know that probably won't get. But, you know, the Carolina, you know, I think there would be a school that would definitely probably offer later.
So before I let you go, Mo, to look at that top five and to look at what's coming soon, when you think about Duke and you think about Wake Forest and Syracuse, the ones that have been the schools that are coming after you the hardest, according to you and your relationships with them, is it safe to say that once that top five comes out, that Duke, Wake Forest, Syracuse would make sense to be in there, knowing that they've come after you the hardest? Or kind of how do you look at those three schools in conjunction with your top five?
Yes, sir. You know, that's, I mean, no brainer. You know, that's my, like, top schools that have been on me the hardest. So, you know, why wouldn't they be in the top five? So I guess you can already say that them top three schools will be in my top five. You know? So that's how I look at it. You know, ain't never, that'd be stupid not to. I mean, schools have been on me the hardest. Why not? Why not they're not in the top five? So.
And then to fill out those other two spots, is that going to be difficult for you, or are there some teams that kind of fit that?
To fill out the other two spots, no, it won't be difficult. You know, I mean, schools that, it'll be schools that I haven't been on me the hardest, but I know that they're so interested in me in the beginning, and, you know, always stood with me, but they haven't, like, had the fans or anything on Twitter messaging me, like, Wake Forest, Syracuse, and Duke. But, you know, I think the other two spots will be schools that I know that loves me a lot, but haven't, like, really reached out, you know, as much as the other three schools.
So, to close, those two that come in that came after you early, like you said, but haven't really said a lot on social media or haven't done as much as Duke, Wake Forest, and Syracuse, is it going to be hard for those other two teams that make your top five to break into Duke, Wake Forest, Syracuse territory, or how do you kind of view that?
Would it be hard? No, it wouldn't be hard. You know, me, it'll be my vision on it, how, like, I get to a visit or stay overnight one weekend at all the schools and see what best fits. So I don't think it wouldn't be hard for those two schools to pop in there, up there with Duke, Wake Forest, and Syracuse.
Well, I definitely know that a lot of people are excited about your top five. Safe to say the three teams that'll be in that, and I look forward to talking with you after that happens. So if you have some time to catch up after you do that top five, we'd love to have you back on the show, and I know that you have a decision you want to make soon, so we'd love to have you back, Mo, but as always, it's great to have you here today as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, take care of yourself, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, you have a good one.